Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. I want to talk today about conversations. And when we talk about conversations, one of the challenges around getting into conversations is ultimately getting out of conversations. Right? Sometimes they go on much too long. And there's a study that they did at Harvard that suggested that only 2% of people are satisfied with the length of the conversation they had. And more often than not, these conversations go on too long. But finding that cadence where both people come away satisfied is very difficult to do, almost impossible to do. Now, one of the challenges that I see with conversations, and it happens to me all the time, I work from home even pre-COVID. I work from home a decent amount. I spend a lot of time running around the country and meeting with people. And then I spend maybe 10 or 15% of my time actually in an office with a lot of people around me that I work with. Now, the great part about me being in the office is I work with amazing people. So I really and truly enjoy them. But the challenge is when I'm there, because I'm not there all the time, people want to talk. And I get it because I want to talk as well. But inevitably, I just can't get my work done when I'm in the office. I'm just not that productive. And so trying to find that way to gracefully get out of conversations is a difficult thing to do, especially when you genuinely like people and you really want to talk to people, but you can't get it, but you just can't get your work done. So I want to touch on that one. And then the other side of this thing that I look at is conversations. I spend a lot of time with salespeople, and one of the challenges with salespeople, and there's one in particular that comes to mind, who was a wonderful guy and actually a talented salesperson, but he had one major flaw. And his flaw is that he just took too long. He stayed too long. He couldn't figure out when to leave. And so you could see that by people's body language that he was talking to were kind of shifted. They were shifting in their chair, and he just wasn't picking up on any of that. And so what ended up happening to him, it made it more difficult for him to get meetings in the future, because even though the people liked them, they realized that they were going to have to give up a lot of their time to have this conversation. So he took too much of their time. So that was the first problem. And the second problem he had was because he stayed too long, often he'd talk himself out of a sale. So he'd get to a point where he would convince them to do what it was that he thought they should do, and he'd basically make the sale or at least get an acknowledgement of a sale. But then he'd keep talking and he would ultimately torpedo his conversation because he just ended up talking too much. So there's this concept of, you know, once you make the sale, stop selling. And he didn't get that. But the reason he blew it was because he just stayed at the party too long. And so the issue is trying to get out of these conversations. How do you do it? And so there's some possible solutions, right, in terms of having the right cadence and the right length of a conversation. One of them is to have a walking conversation, right? And this was in one of the studies I looked at. They talked about picking a route that has an end. And so if you're walking and you're talking and you're having a conversation with someone and there's a natural end to that, that ends the conversation, and that works pretty well. So that's one way to do it. Another way to do it is to tell the person you're talking to of an impending appointment or deadline that happens within a certain period of time. So, hey, I've got about 10, they come in and they want to chat. That's great. Love to catch up with you. Listen, I've got 10 minutes and then I have to prep for a meeting that I have upcoming or a presentation I have to do. So just telling them up front is important, right? And you know, you want to, and then the other thing is having specific topics to your discussion, right? I want to catch up on X and I've got 15 minutes to do it. Does that work for you? And then honoring that time, right? Being cognizant of the time and realizing when you get to 15 minutes that you're at time. And one of the tricks that I always like to do is, instead of me saying, hey, we're at 15 minutes, I would say something like, listen, I know you've got a lot to do in your day and I don't want to be the person that takes up all your time. You know, we're now at 15 minutes and that's what I told you. That's the amount of time I would take, and I just want to be respectful for you. It's not necessarily, hey, I have other things to do, although that could be one. But especially if you're in a situation where you're in sales, and you know, you're calling on a client of yours or a customer of yours, but you need to leave. I would do everything possible not to make it about yourself and try to make it about the other person. And again, very simple to do. All you say is, hey, I told you I was going to take 15 minutes or 30 minutes of your time. You know, we're there. I want to make sure I'm respectful of your time, and I need to let you get back to your day because you've got important things to do, right? And then as you do that, assuming you're sitting in a chair having a conversation with them, stand up. And the stand up piece is that key to the exit. But you just say that first, and you stand up as you're saying it or at the end of it, and then sort of everyone gets the message, and it seems to work. So that body language part really pays off. And the last point I'll make on the subject is simply that you always want to leave people wanting more. You don't want to overstay your welcome, because trying to nail it perfectly is going to be really hard to do, especially based on that stat I gave you where only 2% of the people are satisfied with the length of a meeting. So I always think that you're always better ending sooner rather than later, meaning, you know, you're better to end before people want you to than after they want you to. And so that will keep them wanting more. And also it makes the conversation a little bit more, if coveted is the word, maybe that's not the exact word I'm looking for, but it makes people want to talk to you, right? It makes them want to come back and spend more time with you. It makes you more of a commodity. If you leave early, if you leave with them wanting more of the conversation, I always view that as a good thing, because they want you back and they want to talk to you more. And whether you're in a situation with, you know, where you're dating somebody, that's always a good thing. If you're in a situation where it's a coworker or a client, or a boss, that's a good thing, right? But just being respectful of other people's time really, really works, and makes them more apt to take a future meeting or spend more time with you in the future, right? You always want to be wanted. That's always a good thing, a good place to be. And ending the conversation a little bit earlier than you should is probably not a horrible idea. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to Apple or to Stitcher where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for today and for this week, pay attention to the conversations you're having. Really tune into the other person as you're having that conversation. And do what you can to leave that conversation with the other person still wanting a little bit more.